Hi, friends. Hello, and welcome to the Akeshia Kincheya podcast. So this is the last episode for 2023 because we are gearing into a brand new year, and I'm super excited. So as we approach the end of 2023, I thought it would be perfect to record an episode where I pause and reflect. I'm Akeshia, and on today's episode, I want to share with you my five vital lessons that this year has taught me. These lessons have not just touched my personal life, but also my professional life and brought so much insight into my world. So I want to dive into these revelations and share those with you. So let's dive in. Welcome to the Akeshia Kincheya podcast. A podcast tailored for wedding and event professionals eager to elevate their businesses. I'm Akeshia Kincheya, your host and guide on this transformative journey. As a multi-hyphenate with a diverse collage of roles, including luxury wedding planner, event designer, international speaker, author, and seasoned business coach, I have meticulously crafted a career, intertwining threads of passion, resilience, and an unwavering pursuit of vision. Each week, join me as we navigate through the vibrant landscape of creative business, unlocking secrets to branding that resonates, marketing that engages, and strategies designed for unparalleled growth. Expect insights, practical tips, and conversations with industry leaders, all designed to help you build and scale an event business that thrives and resonates with your clients. Are you ready to transform your passion into a paycheck and connect with clients who see and appreciate your value? Then you are in the right place. I am thrilled to share this journey with you. Subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and let's dive into success, inspiration, and empowerment together. Now let the show begin. All right, welcome to, this is episode 84. I am trying so hard, by the way, to get through my 100 episode mark, but it's taking forever, but it's okay. We're going to get there in 2024, definitely, but I can't wait to celebrate 100. Anyway, if this is your first time on the podcast, welcome to the show. If you are a return listener, thank you for your love and your support and choosing this podcast amongst millions or billions of podcasts out there. So I'm truly appreciative. I've been doing a lot of reflecting and just really just doing a good deep dive into my year. And at the end of every year, I'd like to look back as to how the year has affected me, how it has molded me, the challenges I faced both professionally and personally, and also the things that I've learned. When you really go back and look at your year, and it's easier to break it up by year. I feel like January to December allows you to do a reset, right? So you can kind of chunk it up into 12 months, lessons throughout the year. So I love a yearly recap. I love the reset of a new year. It's just so exciting for me. I've 100% embraced the holidays and going into the new year. There's just something so exciting. I feel like it also gives you a reset. No matter how bad or challenging your year was, it's a good way to just hit that reset button and feel like, okay, let's do this again, but better. And if it's been a great year, I feel like it's a great way to transition into a greater year, right? So there's no bad way to look at it, but there are always lessons, and it's important for our own personal growth to always stop, pause, reflect. Another thing I've been doing, which I honestly almost regretted when I started, was to do like a 2023 recap of like all the fun events and travels we've done. And I'm like pulling my hair out because I'm like, why did I do this? But what I'm realizing as I'm doing it, it's forcing me to relive these moments. It's forcing me to remember the journey. It's forcing me to actually analyze the journey. And as I'm going through images and picking out what to share and which, you know, because we're limited to 10 images on the carousel, I'm like reliving those moments. And it's reminding me of little things that I went through, I felt, or I struggled with as that those events are happening. It's very interesting. So if you haven't gone back to really just look through all of what you did last year, it's never too late. You can do it tomorrow. You can do it at the beginning of 2024. But I encourage you to do it because it takes you through a school of like your own life and your life lessons and things that you've been through. Because I tend to, especially just jump into the next thing and just go to the next big thing. But there's just power in reflecting and going back and looking through. It's a different lens when you go back versus when it's happening to you because you're in it. But after it's over, going back and looking at all the different things, it's quite inspiring and so healing for me. So I've had to force myself to go through January through now. And I'm like, holy cow, a lot happened this year. I feel like it's been the longest year. People say it's in 2023 flew by. I'm like, it felt like 30 months, but I'm grateful. But there was a lot. There was a lot packed into 2023. And anyway, this episode, I want to share my 5 top lessons. There are several, but I want to share my 5 because I think that these are probably the ones that stood out to me the most. Plus, I also didn't want to record an episode that was like my 30 top lessons of 2023. I'd lose you right there. So I'm giving you my top 5. And I hope that somewhere in sharing these things, something hits and something connects with you that helps you or inspires you or something, right? All right. So my first lesson for 2023 is to celebrate my wins. I have had a career that I'm thankful for. I've had a journey that I wouldn't change for the world. It's been insanely beautiful. And I tend to get like press here, an amazing event, or work with this celebrity or something amazing happens and I just like move on. But like I said, as I was reflecting, I was like, girl, you need to stop and celebrate wins. Like, I try to just do a little party, celebration party for myself when I check one thing off my list. Like, we need to celebrate our wins more. So this year, I learned the importance of celebrating every victory, big or small. Often, we're focused on the next goal, the next big thing, the next press, the next client, the next check. But we forget to appreciate our current successes. Like, it's interesting when you look at the grand picture of your life or your career and you go back and look at your goals from 5 years ago. If you do that homework of looking at your goals from 5 years ago today, you would be dancing for joy. Like, you have done some incredible things, right? I hope you feel that way. And the same for me. So I realized that acknowledging these wins, big or small, is crucial. It's crucial to appreciating myself. It's crucial to my journey as a person and as an entrepreneur. It's crucial for me to appreciate what the next big thing, because when you don't celebrate the little things, the big things, the past things, how on earth can you appreciate the next thing? It's always just going to be the next thing. And it's never going to feel as meaningful as it would be if you celebrated it. So I'm not just about a pat on the back. It's about recognizing the journey. A lot of people sometimes focus on the number, like I made this much money, or I booked this many events, or I work with this person. These are all great wins. But what about the journey, the effort, and the growth? That is major. Those are things we should celebrate. That you could have chosen a different path. You could have chosen to give up. You could have chosen to not put in your 100%. You could have chosen to do anything differently. You could have chosen not to listen to podcasts and grow. Like, you could have chosen not to grow, but you did. So it's not about the numbers sometimes only. I feel like the growth I'm talking about, the celebrating my wins I'm talking about, is my win on continuing my journey, staying the course, my win on continuously putting the effort in. Because my goodness, I put in effort this year. I worked my ass off, legit. I worked, and I go back and I look at all the content between events and in between stuff, and I'm like, holy cow, this was all in 2023. And there's a difference between being condescending or pompous or what, however you want to call it, and celebrating yourself. And first and foremost, if you don't celebrate yourself or your wins, how do you expect people to celebrate you? Right? So understand that celebrating your wins is not about bragging. Celebrating your growth, your journey, and your effort is not about bragging. It's about acknowledging the journey and acknowledging the effort that you put in. So my first lesson was to celebrate my achievement. So I'm hoping that you are doing the same. Celebrate your achievement and let that propel you forward. Use that effort, that growth, that journey. There's so much power in understanding that you are on a continuous journey. It's not a there's we're not at a hard stop right now. Like, it's a journey, right? It's evolving. It's year by year, but it is a journey. And we need to stop and celebrate your achievements and let that excite you to propel forward. So that was my number one. Okay. Number two is understanding that, girl, I can do hard things, like embracing challenges. I never thought, and sometimes we say, well, you're so strong, and we know we have it in us. But until you're faced with a real challenge, the one that literally breaks you almost, right? The one that literally your body's shaking, or I don't know if you've ever had a moment where something happens and you literally feel weak in your body, those kind of challenges. But then you look at it now and you're like, oh my God, I didn't die. Like, I actually survived that. And it was through the choices you made while you were going through those challenges. So 2023, for me and for a lot of people that I know, was a year of challenges. But it taught me a very powerful mantra. And every time I see a challenge and I'm like, this is a tough one, I tell myself, I can do hard things. Literally. And I want you to take that with you as you go into 2024 and understand that roadblocks are going to be there and challenges are going to be there. But I want you to tell yourself every time you face it, I'm like, I can do hard things and I'm going in. I want you to face those challenges head on and do it. Understand also, well, for me, I learned that facing challenges is not a sign of weakness. It's a platform for strength. In these moments, it's when we discover our true resilience. You don't know how strong you are till you go through something that is challenging. Think about when you appreciate yourself the most and when you understand your power and your strength is when you go through something challenging. So, again, in these moments, we discover our true resilience, right? That facing difficulties is not a sign of weakness. It is a platform for growth and strength. This lesson for me was about turning obstacles into opportunities. So now, instead of looking at a problem and freaking out and retreating, I'd look at it and say, how can I turn this around into an opportunity? How can this obstacle now become something that I can use and turn into an opportunity? And that's how I like to look at things. And that's why I fearlessly just take on whatever crazy idea comes in my head or whatever project I'm in. I'm like, I can do it. I can do hard things. And you can too. So for me, it was about discovering and finding strength in what feels very daunting and also the power of a positive and enduring mindset. Positivity in this business and entrepreneurship in life is crucial. It is one of your secret ingredients that you need to put in your back pocket, put in your purse, put in your wallet, put in your briefcase, whatever you carry, take that with you all the time. When you find yourself going into a negative space, negative thoughts, those very harmful things we tell ourselves, you're so stupid, you're so dumb. We do it all the time. I want you to kind of remind yourself that this is an opportunity for you to take that positive, that negative, and turn it into a positive, and remind yourself that you're going to get through the other side. There's no problem that lasts forever when you really think about it, right? When you go back and think about maybe when you were 18 and you were going through a breakup, and at that moment, your life was over. Oh my goodness, this guy broke up with me, right? Or whatever the case may be, that's the first thing that came to my mind. In that moment, you're just like, the world is over. I don't see a future. My life is finished. But it's not. Like, you survived, and it's the same thing. But having a positive and enduring mindset is going to get you through that. That was my number two. I'm not going to go into all those challenges because how much time do we have here? But guess what? We move on. And according to my good friend Kumbi, she goes, we move, literally all caps. So I always use that now. I'm like, this happened, but we move. Like, we move forward. We move on with positivity. We champion forward. Okay. My number three lesson is that I get to create the life that I want. Like, creating the life you want is your choice. One of the most empowering realizations this year for me was that I'm the architect of my own life. Truly. And I told myself earlier, like, I want to do things that I enjoy. I only want to do things I want to do more of the things I love. I don't want to do anything I don't like. I don't want to do anything I'm not passionate about. You are the architect of your own life. So it's about taking charge, making intentional choices, and actively shaping your path. That's what I really just honed in on. I'm like, I can choose how my day goes. Like, life happens. Don't get me wrong. Adulting and life it's going to happen. But you get to choose the life you want to live when you really think about it, right? And my thought was, how are we shaping? How are we, when we say we're the architect, like, you're building in your, you're shaping your own life. What path do you want to be on? And what are you doing to build it? It is your choice, your life, your doing. This entire thing, to me, I look at life as a journey of self-discovery and bold decisions. Like, life to me is so, it would be boring if everything was so smooth and I didn't take some very scary actions. So making bold decisions, saying no, saying yes to something that is terrifying, saying no to something that does not interest or serve you, making time for yourself, choosing to do nothing, embracing the nothingness. This is all part of the life I'm talking about. If you want a chill day, you choose that day and say, hey, listen, I'm out of office today and I don't want to do anything. I literally just want to binge and watch TV because that is what I want to do. You can create a life of work and play, your choice, right? Gone are the days where we slave and we work 24/7, we're killing ourselves and we're not appreciated for it. You choose. I choose how I want to run my businesses, and I choose how I want to run my personal life. I choose how I want to run my family life from now on, because I am the architect of my own life. So that was a big lesson that I really, 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 really tapped into. I choose the life I want. If I want to be happy, I'm choosing to be happy. If I want to be excited, I'm choosing to be excited. If I want to spend time with friends, I make that happen. You are the architect of your own life. And I want you to take this lesson that I've also embraced and think about how you want your life to look like in 2024, and how are you going to shape it? What is it that is in your life right now that is bugging you? What are the things you're doing that brings you so much grief and just sleepless nights? Can you get rid of them? How are you going to shape your life in 2024, and how do you want your joy? How are you going to create that joy? Remember, again, you are the architect of your own life. And that was one of my biggest lessons for 2023. Okay. Number four was about resilience. That you need to build resilience. Resilience has been my cornerstone this year. For me, it was about developing the ability to bounce back from setbacks, right? Like I said, life is going to happen. You know, we always joke like life be lifing. Legit, life is going to happen. Curveballs are going to come your way. Unexpected things are going to happen. It's not about what happens to you, really. It's about how you bounce back. Resilience doesn't mean you're never going to face difficulties. Newsflash, we all are going to face tough times in our life. We're all going to deal with versions of life that we don't like, the icky stuff, grief, loss, whatever that is, financial, friends, whatever that case may be, discomfort, right? Uncomfortable situations with clients. Give me a list, right? We can go there. But it's how you handle and how you bounce back. Perhaps you had a very bad experience. You had a bad event. You made some mistakes. Did you say, oh, no, I quit. This is not for me. You're like, you know, I'm going to take this and I'm going to learn from it, right? So it's about learning how to navigate through difficulties. It's not, there's no way you can avoid difficulties, right? We can make every effort to make things better and less challenging. But trust me when I tell you that there are going to be challenges. But it's about how you bounce back and how you learn and navigate through the difficulties. It's about growth, adapting to situations, and emerging stronger. Emphasis on emerging stronger, which means you're going to come back bigger and better. And that is your choice. When I go back to number three, where I say, you are the architect of your life, you can look at a situation and say, you know what? This was messed up. Like this broke me. But I'm going to come back stronger, better than ever. That is your choice, right? And that's how I've looked at everything. I don't want to wallow in a situation. I want to deal with it. I want to analyze it. I want to learn from it. But you come back stronger with a bigger smile on your face and with more confidence than ever because you've got this. And that's how I navigated my 2023. Building resilience for me is also a continuous process, right? You don't just face a challenge and then your life is just smooth sailing going forward. It has to be, like I said, something that you take with you. These are things for me I carry with me because I know when the next problem comes, I have to remind myself that I have to be resilient. I have to deal with this and I have to deal with it in a smart way and come back, emerge stronger and better than ever, all right? And wiser. So it's a continuous process. It's one that has been challenging but also rewarding for me. So resilience was my number four. Number five is this: the power of networking and relationships. We are nothing without the people around us. I don't care what business you choose to run or what life you choose to live, unless you're going to live on a boat isolated by yourself forever. You need people. You need your tribe. You need a network of people that inspire you, that you can work with well, right? And I'm talking about in your personal life, from your friendships to your family to your work. There is power in networking and relationships. Naturally, we want to retreat, right? For if you're a fellow introvert like me, I'm most comfortable on my couch in my sweatpants, just not talking. However, I understand, and more than ever, that collaboration, networking is key, right? This year I shared in the previous podcast, I went to my first Engage and holy moly, I was like, I want to run to my room because this is a lot, right? But every time I kept having a conversation with myself, like, get your ass out there, like, you can do this. Like, you can do hard things. I know it's uncomfortable to talk to strangers all day. And this was 3 days, 500 plus people. I was like, this is a lot. All right. And it was my first time. So I was truly, I was so nervous before I left. And I was like, why are you so nervous? You're around people all the time. But I understand that networking is key. Building a tribe, meeting new people, meeting new talents, just being inspired alone is fantastic. So finally, this year affirmed for me the value of connections. Networking and nurturing relationships are pivotal for personal and professional growth. The bonds we build open doors for us to new opportunities, provide support in challenging times, and enrich our lives. It is about cultivating meaningful connections that go beyond transactions. One of the mistakes I see people make when it comes to networking is it's so transactional and you feel like you feel it. There is something to be said about just building relationships, like just connect. And if the transactions fall into place, fine, because it's going to happen naturally anyway, right? But you don't want to feel like this is a sales every time. It feels like, oh, what are you selling today? Like, that's not the networking I'm talking about. Building real connections and bonds with people. And when you do get to work with them, nurturing those relationships and fostering, caring for them like you want to be cared for and giving them credit and supporting them through everything. Even if someone was struggling with something that you feel like it's not your thing, make it your thing. Be a friend. Be part of that tribe. And one of the things I always encourage people to do is be part of a community. It's so key, right? Shameless plug-in. I run a community for Wedding and Event Pros. It was crucial for me to create Creatives Corner. And if you are not a member as of today, the doors are open. So you can go to thekeshaexperience.com/creativescorner. And sign up because the door is closed tomorrow. However, going back, that community for me is a place where I want wedding pros to feel loved, to feel heard, to feel safe and not feel alone and network. Community is huge for any business, especially as a wedding and event pro. I mean, I know how isolating it felt when I first started. I was just like, oh, this is tough. Like, I don't know where to go. I don't know who to talk to. I don't know where it's safe. But there are places where you're going to feel safe. You're going to feel sane again because your people are there. And it's important to bond with like-minded people. It's important to bond with people outside of your industry, by the way. Learn, listen to podcasts, use social media for what it's supposed to be, social. It's like a social club where you're engaging with people, connecting with people, making new friends, sending DMs, introducing yourself, being yourself, being your authentic self, because when you're fake, eventually you're going to get found out. So you might as well just be yourself from the start, right? But I learned that cultivating meaningful connections are not transactional, emphasis on meaningful and intentional is so key. So if you're sitting right now, wherever you're listening, and you feel like you still feel alone in your industry, and you feel like, man, where can I find my people? Start searching. And if you're a wedding and event pro, I welcome you into my community. Head on to thekeshaexperience.com and go check it out. If you miss it, then you go on the wait list. But if you're listening before the 1st of January, you're in luck. You can join us. Find your tribe. Embrace your tribe. Love on people. Help people. Offer your help. Be a friend. And it'll come right back to you and engage. So if you currently have no plans to attend a conference, whatever that case may be, find one, get excited for one, have an agenda, make a list of people you would like to see. Tell yourself, like, your goal is to connect with at least 10 people and make sure, force yourself to do it, because we tend to talk ourselves out of things. All right. So those are my five. So as we close out the episode for the year, my final episode for 2023, I want to encourage you to reflect on your own lessons from 2023. What have you learned? And how have these lessons shaped you? Share your thoughts. I want to hear it. You can leave a comment if you're on Spotify, or you can send me a DM on Instagram. I hang out mostly at Kesh Events, so at K-E-S-H Events. You can send me a DM there. I would definitely respond to you, but I want to know what your lessons are, and I want us to inspire each other. I definitely want to know what your top five lessons are. You can also shoot us an email, hello@keshluxurygroup.com, if you prefer. I am a sucker. I love engaging. I love networking with my people. It's just I just love it. I love connections. I love meaningful connections, and I want to connect with you. Also, if you found value into this episode, please subscribe and leave a 5-star rating, please. Share on social media, link the episode. But I want to take a moment and wish you a Happy New Year. I pray that 2024 is your best year yet. I pray that all the things that are heavy on your heart, heavy on your mind, are less burdened in 2024. May that year be a year of peace, prosperity, good health, meaningful connections, new friends, joy, and happiness, and doing more of what you love. So thank you for being part of my journey this year. Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep celebrating your wins. Have a happy new year. That is all we've got for this episode. If you enjoyed today's episode, I share more tips and strategies inside my coaching membership experience for wedding and event creatives called Creatives Corner. This is where you get me live coaching you every week with strategies to grow your business and keep you motivated and accountable. If you're not a member yet, go to thekeshexperience.com to join the waitlist so that you can get notified when we open our doors again. Can't wait to see you there. Until next time, remember, your dreams don't work unless you do.